Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 354 of Ask Pat. I hope you're having an amazing day like I am, and I'm happy to be here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Faye.
Hi, Pat. This is Faye McLean, and I have a blog called PropertyInvestingSupport.com. And my question is, I would like to include a lot more videos on my blog, and I'm wondering what you would recommend for cost-effective video hosting. I am aware of YouTube and Wistia and a few others. And I'm just wondering if you have any ideas as to something that is reliable, and I'm looking for something that gives my consumer an enjoyable experience as well as being cost effective from a business with a low income. Thank you.
Hey, Faye, thank you so much for the question. Just to get right down to it, if you're looking for the most cost-effective video hosting solution, it's going to be YouTube by far, because it's absolutely free and they have a lot of options. They give you a lot of great data that even some of the other paid platforms won't give you, although Wistia by far is the best out there, Wistia.com. But you do get what you pay for, because you pay quite a bit, but you get a lot of amazing things. And I would say that once your business starts going, if you have a membership site, for example, that has videos in it, Wistia would be the ideal platform to use. There's also Vimeo or Vimeo Pro, which is a little bit less costly than Wistia. But Wistia by far is one of the best. They are built specifically for people putting videos on their website platform. And I would also recommend checking out, this isn't a video hosting platform, but this is a video resource you can use. That's Caleb Wojcik's website at DIY Video Guide. Or DIY Video Guy, whichever one you please. He's going to help you with your videos. He's going to help you share a lot of the resources and equipment and all those sorts of things. And he talks about hosting as well, I'm sure. So that's DIY Video Guide or Guy.com. He actually got both on purpose because they both kind of sound the same, which is actually really smart. So that'll help you a little bit. But I will say that if you have just videos that you're going to post publicly on your website, I would absolutely use YouTube. I would actually prefer YouTube over the others if you are posting these videos public for everybody to see on your website for a few reasons. One, because when you post them on YouTube, you're going to see a lot of website traffic coming directly from YouTube, because YouTube is a search engine as well. You're going to get higher rankings over time on YouTube. You're going to be able to build an audience on YouTube as well if you'd like, although I'd recommend bringing people from your videos to your website. And recently, YouTube came out with this feature called YouTube Cards, where unlike annotations, it looks a little bit better and it's less obtrusive, but it works really well for getting traffic from people who are watching your video back to your website, which is great. And you can see a lot of YouTube Cards in the latest videos of SPI TV. If you go to watchspi.tv and watch some of the latest episodes, I think past episode 13 or 13 and on, you'll see those cards in use immediately when you play those particular videos. And that's a great way to market your brand, to get people to a particular page on your website. You have to verify your page, though, as a verified page for that particular YouTube account. So that might take a little bit of time. But if you go into your settings in YouTube, you'll see how to do that. And it won't take very long, hopefully. Also, when you embed your video on your website, that's going to help that particular post rank higher in the search engines as well, because you have a YouTube video there of the same topic, of the same name, providing a lot more value to that particular page. And who owns YouTube? Well, Google does. And so there's a lot of play back and forth there, and that can do nothing but help you. The other thing that goes along with that is it's just a lot of value for your particular audience. So I would recommend that you should have video, even if you have a membership site and a course, and that's kind of where this question is coming from. You know, you still want to have these public-facing videos. Now, in addition to all that, I would highly recommend posting your videos, the ones that are public-facing, the ones that you would also post on YouTube. I would upload them directly to Facebook. So if you have a Facebook page, upload them directly to Facebook, even if you have a Facebook group too. The reason for this is because videos get a lot of authority and a lot of plays and a lot of views. They get a lot of preference on Facebook, as opposed to videos that are uploaded directly to Facebook have a high preferential rate in Facebook and getting shown in more news feeds than a video, for example, that is uploaded to YouTube and then linked to on Facebook. So make sure that you're uploading your videos directly to Facebook as well. I try to do that as much as possible, even for the longer videos. I've seen that I often get 10 times as many views within the first week on Facebook. But then YouTube eventually catches up because you get search engine optimization, and the videos live longer on YouTube. On Facebook, for example, they're there when they're on people's news feeds, and you know, the next day, they're gone. You know, they live on your page a little bit longer, but on their newsfeed, I mean, other news has come since then. So you kind of lose that effect that you have when you first put a video on Facebook. Now, going back to your video hosting options, the big thing is if you have a paid membership or a paid course, you do have the option of hosting on YouTube and then putting those unlisted or privately into your course or membership site program. But that affects the user experience a little bit, and it's not quite as professional. It almost looks unprofessional because you're using a free hosting platform to host your videos for a paid membership course or a paid membership site. And so that's when I would look to, for example, Vimeo Pro, V-I-M-E-O, or Wistia, W-I-S-T-I-A. Those are the ones that I would recommend if you have a paid course. And of course, if you're just starting out, you're going to be paying not as much as you would be if you were getting a lot more views. So that's the cool thing about those platforms. I think Wistia specifically pays, there's a per annual fee, I believe, but also they pay, or you will have to pay per gigabyte. And of course, the more viewers you have, the more you'll pay. And the less you have, if you're just starting out, the less you'll pay, which is similar to how AWeber works with email marketing. That's why it's great to start out with it, because when you're starting out, you don't have to pay very much. And as you grow, you kind of pay more. And hopefully as you grow with your membership site, you'd be getting more money. And that would just make sense. So, Faye, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for it today. I'd love to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt, and you're going to see an email from my assistant in the next couple days, or a couple weeks actually, to collect that information so we could send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for free. For those of you listening, if you have an Ask Pat t-shirt, great. That's not what I meant to say, but if you have an Ask Pat t-shirt, awesome. Thank you for the questions in the past. But if you don't have an Ask Pat t-shirt and you'd like to ask a question here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you might get featured on the show and get an Ask Pat t-shirt as a result. Again, that's free of charge, free shipping. We just love to do that. And now we're starting to see the Ask Pat t-shirts in the wild, which is pretty cool. And a lot of people are sending their pictures in, which I always love. And they're even saying they're getting people asking, well, who's Pat? And they tell them, and that's kind of cool. Actually, that wasn't kind of the purpose, but we just want to give something back. And thank you guys for all the support. Obviously, this show wouldn't exist without all the questions that you're asking me. So I love the questions that come in. AskPat.com. You can ask your questions there. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And this quote is from Henry Ford. He says, "A business absolutely devoted to service will have only one worry about profits. They will be embarrassingly large." And by service, I'm pretty sure he meant really making sure that you are there to serve your audience. Not necessarily a service-based business, but a business absolutely devoted to service. So you're devoted to your audience and providing value and providing a service in that way by actually being helpful. So do that and your profits will be embarrassingly large, as Henry Ford said. So thanks so much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Thank you for all the support. And if you have a moment, please head on over to iTunes. Search for Ask Pat. And please leave an iTunes review and rating. It helps out the show a lot. I read every single one of them, even in other countries. I go into other countries every once in a while and read those reviews too. And I just love you guys. Thank you so much for the support. I appreciate it. And I'll see you next week. Cheers. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.